We are beginning a new series of Shiurim on the big day Kahuna. I guess it's like sort of part two. Last year in Kaitzman we spoke about the Klei HaMikdash, different Kelim, a lot of what's in Parshas Truma. Today we're speaking about what's going on in Parshas Tzava. I want to just describe what we're doing tonight and what we're going to be doing in general. There's a lot to talk about in terms of the big day Kahuna. My primary goal, not that different from what we did in Tazria Mitzorah with Negayim earlier in the year, is to, in different issues, speak a little about the Psukim, Pshat, and Chumash Rashi, the different individual Big Day Kahuna each week, speak about one or two of the Big Day Kahuna to give us a handle so we understand the Psukim better, and also to be able to then use that as a springboard for some nice lumdas about the different parts of the Big Day Kahuna. There's a lot to really talk about and a lot to appreciate. The real goal is that Parsh Tetzaveh, for us, sometimes Parsh Tetzaveh becomes a little bit more challenging Parsha for people's Shnayim Mikra and Stam connecting to it. And the goal is that Parsh Tetzaveh becomes a Parsha where not just we understand the Pshat better, but we have a better appreciation for what the Big Day Kahuna are all about. And some of the lumdas, as you go through the Psukim, it can have a built-in kind of a Chazara that can really, hopefully be very important. Tonight, the goal is really to offer an introduction to the Big Day Kahuna. Less of some of the details, more sort of an overview of a couple different issues relating to Big Day Kahuna, what their primary purpose is, what their primary function is, what exactly we are trying to accomplish with them. Let me start with a bit of a hakdama. The Rambam tells us in Perek Ches of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that there are three kinds of Big Day Kahuna. This is again just an important sort of hakdama. There are the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, the Torah teaches Bar Tzaveh, were four Big Day Kahuna. We'll speak about those at another time. There's also the Kohen Gadol really has two sets of clothing. We are familiar with the eight begadim that Kohen Gadol wears. Usually, that's what's described in the beginning of Parsh Tetzav, and that we'll speak about a lot, hopefully, over the next couple of weeks. And then there's also the Rambam teaches us a third kind of Big Day Kahuna, a sometimes underappreciated Big Day Kahuna, the kind that's described in the beginning of this week's Parsh of Achrimos, which are the white begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the normal eight begadim, but a special kind of white begadim. It happens to be, we spoke about this, I believe, on Yom Kippur night, but in case we need a bit of chazara from that time, I think I had a son born, I know I had a son born, like 3 days before, so I can't say for sure I spoke about it, but I think I spoke about it. There is a bit of a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether there are in fact three kinds of Big Day Kahuna or two kinds of Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam understands there are three kinds of Big Day Kahuna, Kohen Hedyot, Kohen Gadol all year round, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rashi may understand the Lubavitch Rebbe in source number 6 and his Biurim, the Perush Rashi al Torah, has a discussion about this. Rashi may think that there are really only two kinds of Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Hedyot and Big Day Kohen Gadol all year round. It is possible that what the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur are not unique Kohen Gadol begadim, but really a version of the regular Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Meaning, for the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is wearing a new kind of beged, a very special kind of beged. It's maybe a more elevated Kadosh kind of a day. For Rashi, he's not wearing a more elevated kind of a beged. He's actually wearing a lower level kind of a beged, the kind of a beged that's more analogous to the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Why is he wearing a lower level beged on Yom Kippur? So Rashi quotes, it's really a Gemara in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavav, in Kategor Naaseh Sanegor, the Kohen Gadol normally wears gold on his beged. But he can't wear gold on his beged on Yom Kippur because he's going inside to the Mikdash, going inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there would be inappropriate to wear gold because it would be reminding us of the Chet HaEgel, and therefore he doesn't wear gold, he wears a lower level beged. But that's just a hakdama. To know in general, there are definitely two kinds of Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. And there is a machlokas, harishonim, lichora, between Rashi and the Rambam. Is there a third kind of Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Now, what we're going to focus on today is Big Day Kahuna in general. What is their purpose and what is their function? We're going to take it through a little bit of some of the Mefarshim al-HaTorah, After the Mefarshim al Torah, we'll speak a little bit of Machlokas HaRishonim in Minyan HaMitzvos, and we'll explore what is a very important idea, again, about the precise function of the Big Day Kahuna. The Torah teaches the beginning of Parshat Tzava. V'ata akrev elachas Aaron achichav as ban of Ito, bring Aaron and his children closer to you to become Kohanim. V'asisa Big Day Kodesh l'Aaron achicha, give them special fancy clothing, the Torah teaches us, l'chavod v'lisif aras. L'chavod v'lisif aras, for respect or honor and splendor. It is not at all clear what exactly that means, but we do know it is probably the basis for a lot about what Big Day Kahuna are there for. L'chavod v'lisif aras. If you look in different Rishonim, you get slightly different ideas. The Eben Ezra writes, L'chavod v'lisif aras sheyispa'aru bahem. These are begadim that are there to make the Kohanim unique. No one else is wearing clothes like this. This is unique and special clothing. The Ramban in this Perish also highlights how these are special. It highlights how special he really, really is. There are two ways of understanding why that's so important. Look in the Mefarshim. Some Mefarshim understand that it's about establishing the Kohen, that he, in his own eyes, should know how special he is. The Kohen should appreciate who he is. His clothing is unique. His clothing establishes him as being someone a bit different. And clothing, it happens to be, does that. Clothing, one of the functions of one of the, a question of what kind of clothing a person wears, it impacts who we are and how we view ourselves. If you look in the Sfarno, the Sfarno has a slightly different idea. V'lisif aras, she'yeh kohen mora nora al kol seviva, she'hem talmidim ha'chakukim al libo, that says the Sfarno and says some other mefarshim. The purpose of the Big Day Kahuna is not about the kohen viewing himself a certain way, but about the kohen's ability to impact, to have other people view the kohen in a certain kind of a way. How is his appearance going to impact and alter the way that people view him? That is all, again, a bit of a range in terms of the function of Big Day Kahuna. Definitely has that kind of an impact. We're not speaking that much now about Kedushas Kohanim, but that's an important question in general. The Kedusha of a Kohen, to what extent is it about the Kohen really being elevated, and to what extent is it about a question of appearance? The Kohen appears to be somewhat unique, establishing him with a certain kind of appearance that relates to, in a Ralbag, about Balmum, why a Kohen Balmum is not okay, that relates to a rush in the Dharm and Das Samach Beis, but why we give Kavod to Kohanim. Maybe we give Kavod to Kohanim so we appreciate how they are unique. But that's just as far as some of the background in Al Torah. We'll connect to what we're speaking about right now. There is another issue with Big Kahuna. So we know how many categories of Big Kahuna. We know they're there to make the Kohen elevated. We're there to make him either elevated in his own eyes or elevated in the eyes of others. If you look in the Gemara though, and we've shown him, seem to have machlokas at that, maybe we'll start with machlokas we've shown him, a very important machlokas that gets to the core about the nature of the mitzvah itself. In general, we know the Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Marasha, Kios Yaakov, Torah's Big Matzah, 6:11. The Ribono Shel Olam said the first two Dibros, 6:11 plus 2 is 6:13. The Gemara said at the end of Makos that there are 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban has discussed in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs whether that's true for all deyos in Chazal. Does everyone believe that that's true or not? I had the wonderful schus of writing a paper in Biblical Midrashim on that topic in a class in YU. I don't know where it is right now. There are a lot of machlokas of what you can and what you don't can. We'll speak about one on Sunday as far as Shomrim, how many mitzvahs there are or there are not when it comes to Shomrim. And I'm nervous right now. I'm going to mix up even some of the shitas in my head right now between Shomrim and Tikkuna. I'm going to try my best. The Rambam counts a mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. What exactly he counts is not entirely clear. In Sefer Mitzvot Aseh Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah is for the Kohanim to wear Big Day Kahuna. In Hilchos Klei Mikdash, it's a little bit different. It's both to make the Big Day Kahuna and to wear the Big Day Kahuna. But clearly for the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of Levishas Kohen Gadol. It may also include a mitzvah of making it. Whether the mitzvah of making it is really independent or more of a hechsher is a question, but not so much for now. The Ramban point out, the Bahag does not count a mitzvah's aseh of Big Day Kahuna. Why does the Bahag not count a mitzvah's aseh of Big Day Kahuna? So the Ramban offers an explanation of that shita. The Ramban himself may not accept this lemaskana, but the Ramban suggests that why is there no mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna for the Bahag? Because there's no independent value to Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna are only necessary, says the Ramban in his explanation of the Bahag, in order to perform avoda in the Mikdash. They're nothing more than a hechsher avoda. They're nothing more than something which is necessary in order to then be able to perform avoda in the Mikdash. Without it, the Mishnah in Meseches Zvachim, the second parak of Zvachim, discusses a lot of the psule avoda, what postles someone from being able to perform avoda in the Mikdash. So one of the things the Torah teaches that mechusar begadim is postle. You're not allowed to perform avoda, it's a postle avoda, if you perform an avoda without the Big Day Kahuna. So, say some of these Rishonim, the Ramban for Pshat the Bahag, there's no mitzvah Big Day Kahuna, because all they are is a necessary step to be able to perform avoda. But the real mitzvah is the avoda and the mikdash. It's all a hachana. What about the Rambam Shita? Why does the Rambam count the mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kahuna? So the Leiv Sameach is one of the Mefarshim. Is one of the Mefarshim of the Ansefer Mitzvos. And he suggests a very important pshat. The purpose of Big Day Kahuna was not just to perform avoda in the Mikdash. It was not just so that I'm able to perform avoda. Hare, look at the psukim in the Torah we just saw. L'chavod v'lisif ares. It is true, says the Leiv Sameach, you can only perform avoda while wearing Big Day Kahuna. But that doesn't mean that the purpose of Big Day Kahuna is just so that I can perform avoda. The purpose of Big Day Kahuna is that Big Day Kahuna make the Kohen a k'dishiyibah mechubar u'mefuar mibein shara am v'gechein heim hayul simen al kahuna. It elevates him, it makes him unique, it makes him into something more special. Many quote a gemara in Zvachim, the gemara in Zvachim's formulation, David Zion, a very famous gemara, bizman shebigdeyam aleim kunascham aleim ein bigdeyam aleim ein kunascham aleim. Wearing Big Day Kahuna, the simple, the way the gemara seems to say it, is not just something which allows me to perform avoda, it's part of what makes you into a Kohen. Part of being a Kohen is not just a question of genealogy, not a question of who your father was, but part of being a Kohen is someone who has a more mechubad kind of clothing. Someone who is elevated. Someone who is unique. The reason why the Rambam may count it as a mitzvah, because it has value. What is the value of wearing Big Day Kahuna? It elevates Kohanim, and maybe one step further, it makes you into a full and complete Kohen. It makes you into a full and complete Kohen. That's how we said so far, and just ask a question, which maybe will be Liam's question. Different categories of Big Day Kahuna, Kohen Hedyo, Kohen Gadol, maybe Yom Kippur. Why are there Big Day Kahuna? So the Torah tells us, L'chavod v'lisif aras, so that he can be honored. Why be honored? Is it about him or is it about others? We saw a machlokas harishonim that relates to this. Is there a mitzvah levishas Big Day Kahuna? And it gets to a fundamental question. What are Big Day Kahuna all about? Are they just things that are necessary? Not just as a major just. Is it there in order so that he can now perform avoda in the mikdash? Or, alternatively, are they Big Day Kahuna there in order to elevate him, in order to make him into more of a Kohen? I want to explore that idea of the Chavod v'Sifara. What exactly does that mean? Bizman shebigdeyam aleihem kunasim aleihem? How much is it really necessary? How much of a Kohen is he or is he not if he's wearing Big Day Kahuna? So what we really have, we want to like flowchart it a little bit. One mahal Big Day Kahuna is just a din in being able to perform avoda. Other mahalachim Bidei Kahuna are there in order to uplift, transform, make him into either a higher level Kohen or into a Kohen. We're going to pin down now, what does that mean? That Bidei Kahuna somehow impacts his Kohen status. So we'll see, we'll start with a very famous Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in Maseches Gittin where he quotes a Maisa of Rabbeinu Tam. There is a Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, Hamishtamesh b'kahuna ma'al. if you use a kohen, if you derive benefit from a kohen, it is like you violated an iser me'ila, an iser of benefiting from hekdesh. It's a very strong and somewhat strange lashon. Me'ila normally is a unique kachim idea, normally, a little bit of an interesting lashon, but that's what the Yerushalmi says. It says in Mordechai's files, a famous Mordechai. Maisa b'kohen, see, it's like my idea. There's a kohen who comes and pours water for a bein atam. V'hiksha lo talmud. One of the talmidim says to bein atam, how can your bein atam, how can you use a kohen to give you water? Hashaninu b'yushalmi ha'mishdames b'kohuna ma'al. You're not allowed to use a kohen. How did you use it? V'heshiv lo, bein atam says back, no, it's okay. Ein b'hem kedusha b'zman hazeh. Kohanim have no kedusha nowadays. Why? Dekayim alon, bigdeim aleim, kudash aleim, ve'ilo, lo. If he's not wearing bidei kahuna, he has no kedusha nowadays, and therefore I can use the kohen. The response back, v'hiksha imkain, kol mine kedusha, loli avad behu. So why do we give kohanim rishon? The Gemara in Gidin and Daf Nuntes, we give kedusha, v'kidas, l'chodavar shebe kedusha. We give a lot of kedusha, a lot of respect, even nowadays, to Kohanim. Why? They're not wearing bidei kahuna. They have no kedusha at all. V'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. He didn't respond. Think about pshat is. V'heishiv Rabbeinu Petter, the nechiti, he's been kedusha yachol limcha. Even if they have kedusha, they can be mochel on their kedusha. What's pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam? Bizman shebigdeyim aleyim, you can derive benefit from a kohen, if not, not. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that there are, for Big Day Kahuna, there are two kinds of Kedushas Kohanim. There's a Kohen's Kedusha without Big Day Kahuna, and a Kohen's Kedusha with Big Day Kahuna. What's the difference? Meaning, it's clear Kohanim have Kedusha when they're not wearing Big Day Kahuna. They're allowed, they get Rishon. On the other hand, the Gemara tells us that they're losing something when they're not wearing bidei kahuna. So how does it work? Says the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. When they're not wearing bidei kahuna, the Kohanim are in charge of their Kedusha. They're allowed to be mochel on their Kedusha. Sugya is the Masechta Kedusha, and when you're allowed to be mochel, not allowed to be mochel, certain people have their Kedusha, but a Kohen who's not wearing bidei kahuna is allowed to be mochel on his Kedusha. That's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam's story. The Kohen was mochel on his Kedusha in order to be Meshamesh Rabbeinu Tam. That is totally fine. What Rabbeinu Tam meant, and the pshat in the explanation of Rabbeinu Petter at the end, was that when he's wearing Bidei Kahuna, so when he's wearing Bidei Kahuna, he's no longer in charge. The Bidei Kahuna make him a different, they give him a different kind of Kedusha. He's no longer number one, and because he's no longer in that same kind of number one, that's the kind of power or control, he can't be mochel. So if he's wearing a bidei kahuna, even the Kohen says, don't worry about it. And no, you have to do it. It's like for Zeman. When the Kohen wants to lead the Zeman, and the Kohen says, okay, so he says, no, it's okay, I'm mochel. So if he's wearing bidei kahuna, he can't be mochel. Bidei kahuna alter that kind of a kedusha. The Rav had a different pshat. Rav Shechter quotes in source number 24 on the sheet. Rav Shechter has an article, Shechita Lav Avodahi. It's an important insight of the Rav. The Rav says, no. You're right that there are two kinds of Kedusha of a Kohen. A kind of Kedusha without Big Day Kahuna, and a kind of Kedusha with Big Day Kahuna. But he understands those two kinds of Kedusha very differently. Says the Rav, there are two kinds of Kedusha Kahuna. Near the Farish Dine Bez Kedushos Kahuna Yesh. Diez Kedushos Kahuna Shibigvulin. One kind of a Kedusha of a Kohen is the Kedusha that manifests itself everywhere, not only in Mikdash. A Kedushos Kahuna Shibigvulin. That is like the Kedusha that allows him to get Rishon. That is like the Kedusha that prohibits him from marrying a Grusha. Wherever the Kohen is, he has a certain amount of Kedusha. But when he wears Big Day Kahuna, it's not a Hechsher Avoda, just like the Ramban says. When he wears Big Day Kahuna, he gets a different kind of Kedushas Kahuna. A Kedushas Kahuna Shebemikdash. A Kedushas Kahuna of an elevated kind, which is unique to the Mikdash. What was Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? the Kohen wants to serve him. Rabbi Yotam says, you're not wearing your big day kahuna. What's the Kiddush of Rabbi Yotam? Not just that there are two kinds of Kedusha, but Hamishtamesh b'kahuna ma'al. Using a Kohen is what kind of a Kedusha of a Kohen? Not the Kedusha Kohen shebigvulin, not the Kedusha's Kohen of everywhere, but the Kedusha Kuna shebimikdash. Using a Kohen, getting Hana from a Kohen, is a unique kind of Isser. That's an Isser limited to the Kahuna shebimikdash. It's an Isser Me'ila. It only applies when he's wearing Big Day Kahuna. It only applies when he's so much more Kadosh, when he's there wearing Big Day Kahuna. Then if you use him, it's an Isser of Me'ila. Then if you use him, it becomes Isser of Me'ila. Let me just chazer what we said and then take any questions that we may have. We tried tonight to do, I guess, two or three main things. One, I guess three sort of sections. Section one, how many kinds of Big Day Kahuna are there? Definitely two and maybe three. Section two, in Al Torah discussions, there l'chavar v'l'sifares, whether that's more for them and how they perceive themselves, or for others and how others relate to them. The third idea is more of a halachic question. What is the impact of the Big Day Kahuna? Are they there? Is l'chavar v'l'sifares, is it necessary so that they can go and serve in the Mikdash? Or does it contribute? That's why independent mitzvah, it contributes to who they are. It elevates them into being a more holy kind of person. What does it mean that it makes them more holy? It makes them more of a Kohen. For the Aruch HaShulchan, it makes them to be the kind of Kohen with a Kedusha they can't be Mochel. For the Rav, it gives them a Kedusha Kahuna, not the kind they have everywhere, but the kind they have Dafka B'Kedusha. Mikdash as a whole, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, I guess we'll. How are we timing us? Okay, maybe we'll stop now and take questions. That's really great.